His hair started to fall out. He tried everything, and he rubbed his head with everything. And this went on for months and months and years, and gradually his hair began to go one by one until he had only one hair left. And he rubbed his hair, and he kept it very carefully. He put stuff on it, and he furrowed it and grooved it. He turned over the soil. He did everything, this one hair. And one morning, he awoke from a fitful slumber. It was awful. He awoke from a fitful slumber, and there beside him on the pillow was his one hair. He looked at it, thunderstruck. And then when his voice returned, he said, "Great Scott, I'm bald." And so once again, I feel his deep tone was leaving. "Great Scott, oh." The dream and the reality. The dream and the giant. When does the balloon go up? 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 I ask so merrily in the morning. The giant feet with claws that you put on over you, like a big overshoe. Gives me an idea for a cartoon. I can see it raining to beat mad, and some guy standing on the corner wearing his London Fog raincoat. He's got his Dax slacks. He's wearing his London Fog rain hat, and then you look down at the bottom of his feet, he's got these giant rubber clawed feet. Just they're crummy. That's a lousy cartoon. I'm sorry. That is pretty bad. Anyway, I'm looking in this window, and they have a pile of compasses. I have about 28 compasses all piled up in the window. And sticking out of the compass pile was a sign that says, 19 cents, special buy. Special buy. 19 cents, must clear out, special buy, accurate compasses. And there's a big pile of compasses with glass faces, and I look down, and all these compasses are pointing all different directions. You see, always it's chewing away, it's nibbling down at the base. It's always nibbling. Always way down near the bottom. Down near the base. Way down there. Oh, when I was in love with you, oh, then I was clean and brave. And my eyes were running the one who grew. How well did I behave? And now the fancy passes by, when nothing will remain. And miles around, they'll say that I am quite myself again. So you see, there's no turning, no real turning. No real passing from one page to the other. We just keep going back over the same page and finding new things. Finding new things. But the real irony of it is, of course, that these new things have all been found before, in one way or another. Just the light is different. Maybe the rain is different. Maybe the sky is different. We keep going over the same page all the time. All the time. Maybe. Like this guy I knew on the south side of Chicago, who had the greatest collection of canceled streetcar transfers in the Western world. He had devoted 35 years of his life to collecting canceled streetcar transfers from the Chicago Transit Line. That's all. Just from the Western Avenue cars and the Halsted, the West Street, the West Town, all the cars. He had them from Chicago, all over. For 37 years, he collected them. And then one night, his landlady was down in the basement, and she threw the whole thing out. She says they were all canceled. And he just stood there at the top of the stairs with a blank look on his face. He says, "She threw them out." She says, "Yeah, they were all canceled." He just stood there clenching his hands. His face was white. His face was white. That night, but it was so sad. So sad. That night he got on the Western Avenue car and rode right out to the end of the line. Out to the end of the line, and he asked for a transfer. The guy gave him the transfer. He got off the streetcar way out there, by the end of the line. way out by Roseland or someplace out there. And he just started to walk. He walked out into the prairie. Just walked out into the prairie. Just like that great scene in A Star Is Born. You remember when the guy walked out into the ocean? And the ocean slowly crept up and finally he was gone? That's what happened to this guy. He just walked right out into the prairie. Just kept walking and walking. And all the people in Chicago, you see, you have the sense of knowing that the prairie is out there, an endless prairie. Just out there waiting. And that's what he did. He just walked out into the prairie till finally he disappeared. A few rounds of applause and he was gone. With a canceled transfer held in his right hand. They're all canceled, honey. That's all she said. They're all canceled. And she was right.